This happened in relation to people who have treated women badly, which I don't think anybody's arguing that there's tons of women who have been treated badly in the past. But interestingly enough, there's some problems on both sides of that, and there's recourse, there's backlash, right? A lot of men these days are feeling the backlash, right?
Right.
Feeling the backlash of the things that other men did before them, or the assumptions are made that they're doing those things, right? That they're doing those, you know, horrific things that are, I don't know. It's hard to put it into words. I think there's a lot of man hate going on in our culture, and as a result, men are becoming a discriminated sex, right? They're being discriminated against by the very people who are saying, "Hey, stop discriminating against me." It's horrible. I mean, it's tragic, but it's the human nature, right? So, and this kind of stuff is good. It brings it into light. Some people go, "Wow, I never thought about men being discriminated against. I never thought about the fact that men are circumcised and they don't get a choice. They have to live with it the rest of their lives." And fortunately, for most of us, it doesn't cause much problems. But it sounds like it does cause some problems for some people. And I didn't even know that, you know? Even though it was done to me, I didn't think of myself as a victim. But we have to be careful not to think of ourselves as victims, not to identify with victimization. Every one of us could identify as a victim. We have all been victimized in some way or shape or form in the past. But we don't have to draw our identity from the victimhood. It's better, in fact, if we just say, yeah, things happened to me in the past. Bad things, good things. I'm a person. I'm not a victim. I'm not going to live my life as a victim.
Right.
Because when I do that, then it causes me to always see everything through that negative lens. Right.
Right.
And that's not healthy.
But this has kind of opened your eyes to someone else's perspective and, like, a new way of thinking about it.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, I thought I did that on almost everything. I tried to do it on almost everything, and I never thought of this issue.
Okay.
You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, yeah, totally. So it was done to you. Do you have sons? Did you make this decision for them as well?
I have two sons, and I made that decision for them. And I did it in good conscience, and I put a little bit of thought toward it. But not a lot, and interestingly enough, watching this protest makes me think, maybe I should have left that decision to them.